If you are trying to lose weight and you say, I'm just going to do cardio and do this diet right now until I lose the weight and then I'll start lifting, you are missing the literal biggest opportunity. Newbie lifters, newbies in the gym, have the most amount of potential to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. So if you're like, okay, well, I'm just gonna like lose the weight first, and you're just focused on the number on the scale, like just on the bathroom scale, like a regular bathroom scale, you're just focused on that number. And you're like, let me just get this number to go down and then I'll lift weights. You're going about it in the wrong way. And I say this with love because I say this from someone who used to not be educated in this way. So that's why I make it my mission to educate people in this way. The number on the scale in your bathroom is just a very shallow data point. If you are actually wanting to change your body composition, change the way that your body looks, you are going to want to reduce the fat but increase the muscle. So that might mean that some weeks the scale doesn't go down, or that might mean that your goal body is heavier than you think. Also, if you just lose a bunch of weight but you don't have muscle underneath, it's just going to give like a saggy look. You're not going to have, curves or abs or definition in your legs. It's just going to be a skinnier version of what you are now, but with no definition at all. So I'm just here to bis I can't talk. Bust the fitness myths. And I seriously say this like from a place of love. I'm not here judging you. I know I might sound like serious and harsh, but I was once there where I believe these things, or I had it in my mind, like I was so attached to the scale. Like, the scale is not even in my bathroom right now. If I weigh myself at all, it is going to be because I'm going to the doctor, or because I'm stepping on a body composition scale, like an in-body, or doing a DEXA scan, or something like that, where it's actually going to give me real data that's a lot deeper than just like the surface level of the number on the scale, because it's such a shallow data point. Like, you could just be, it could be water that the scale is up, it could be muscle. And if you're just relying on the scale to go down to see progress on your fitness journey, you're missing like such a good opportunity, and your mind is just stuck there in that shallow place of the shallow data point when it could be so much more beneficial for you and your fitness journey if you just detach from the scale and detach from needing the scale to go down. So this is your sign to not skip the lifting, not skip the resistance training, and you will see so much more progress.